Hello, everyone. This is Big Campaign Stories. We're an actual play Pathfinder podcast set in a corporate mage tech style world. Think something like Snow Crash, but with magic. What we started way too long ago is a fantasy game with Dungeons & Dragons 3.0. And with each ending, we move towards a more modern setting. I'm Jeff, and I'll be your dungeon keeper. We hope you enjoy the game and the world. I'm here with one of my players, Jesse, who's going to introduce his character.
Hey, everybody. This is Jesse. My character is Oswald Rayland. I am an Illican Inquisitor. An Illican is a kind of a race that was created by Illithids long, long ago to be sort of a slave race. Or Illithids these days have long since passed away, but their slave race remains and, you know, have kind of joined modern society. I'm 4'7", 95 pounds, kind of light gray skin. Got, you know, the standard Illican tentacles on my head in sort of a mussed up fashion. I'm only 19 years old. My character's background is that he's essentially a scruffy kid who is adopted by androids and taken to live in a city called Pauldron up in the north part of the world. While there, I discovered a set of pretty neat technological gear that allows me to fire out kind of grapple hooks and move in multiple directions and be very mobile in three-dimensional space. But as a young kid, I didn't really know what I wanted to do with that, and so I was using it to essentially deliver newspapers. Since then, I've decided I want to move on to something bigger and better, but I don't really know what that is. I've gone around, tried to be a private investigator for a while and failed miserably at that because I'm bad at talking to people and following them and being nondescript. And so I found my way down to Dusk Banter, looking for a job of really any kind. Found Bold Requisitions, came in, told them my story, showed them what I could do, and now I'm hoping they hire me.
What do you do in Bold Requisitions?
Oh, gosh. I'm hoping they'll hire me to be a lookout and to get around from point A to point B when speed is required for that sort of thing. But I'm really open to kind of any job. I'm okay with roughing some people up from time to time, but I know people are just kind of people who have their stuff requisitioned. They're not bad people. I don't really want to hurt people if I don't have to. This is all just, you know, kind of a job. So I'm willing to fight, but it's not where I want to be.
And is this going to Dust Banter? Is this your character's first time in a big city?
Technically, no, because I was born in Dust Banter as an orphan. But this is the first time I've really been in a big city as an adult. Pauldron is kind of an odd place. I suppose it's technically a big city. That's where I grew up. But it's sort of a platform-tiered sort of environment. I tended to live down in the lower portion, which is sort of like swampy slums. So Dust Banter definitely feels much more urban and I don't know, high class than what I'm used to.
Alrighty. And so on the mechanical side, what are your stats?
So my stats, once you factor in racial and location, I go 10, 19, 15, 13, 14, 11.
And you say you're playing the Inquisitor. And then how are you? Are you changing that up? Is there an archetype that you're using?
Yep. I'm going to go for the Sanctified Slayer archetype. That way I can kind of lean into being a very mobile combatant when it comes to combat, zipping around the battlefield and, you know, get some sneak attack damage in here and there where I can. Probably going to focus on doing non-lethal damage as I can, because, again, I don't particularly want to hurt people. I don't think it's their fault that their stuff's being taken from them. And getting some sneak attack into that should help compensate for that. It just seems a neat archetype.
Excellent. Yeah, it'll give you some spells and trades out, I believe, the core mechanic of the judgment from it. So,
yeah, it seems like it'll be a fun kind of versatile class, and that's sort of what I'm after.
Alrighty, excellent. Well, there's four other members of the team, and we'll be checking in with each of them to go over introductions as well.
The music you're hearing is a song by Nihilorc titled "Parasite."